Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is the audiobook by Dr. Billy Brim, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter Shelley Brim. This classic teaching will guide you to discover the truth about the blood of Jesus and the glory of God. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
The book of Job is filled with the imagery of the courtroom. The need of a mediator, the arbitrator, between God and Job is the theme. We have used only one verse from Job, Psalm 35, verse 1. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Psalm 43, verse 1. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Psalm 74, verse 22. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Psalm 119, verse 154. Plead my cause and deliver me. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 22-23. Rob not the poor, neither oppress the afflicted, for the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoiled them. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 11. For their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 13. The Lord standeth up to plead, and standeth to judge the people. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 6 through 8. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Here it is. This is prophetic of Jesus and his triumphant death and subsequent justification. He says, who will conduct a legal case or suit with me? The answer, of course, is that no case or adversary can stand against him. Therefore, our case, the blood of his cross, is sure. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 34. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 58. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. Micah chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Shaphat. The marvelous scripture below uses the Hebrew word shaphat, with the lexicon giving the meaning in this verse as plead, have controversy together. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 25 and 26. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Now we know what the Bible means by plead. Let us proceed to learning how to plead our case by pleading the blood. Chapter 15. Holding the Blood. Another thing I noticed in the old-timers was perseverance. They would hold the blood against the devil until victory came. You will see this in these excerpts from Mrs. C. Newsom's teaching entitled Resisting the Devil. She says, faith in the blood of Jesus and in what God has said in his word, when exercised in testimony against the devil, will always cause him to flee. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9 says, we are to be steadfast in resisting the devil. We are never once to think he can remain or keep evil upon us, because God has said that if we resist him, he will flee, and God's word cannot fail. So there is only one thing to see to, and that is to resist the devil until he goes, be the long time or short. Your own mouth can hasten the victory greatly. God says in Mark 11:23, you shall have what you say if you do not doubt. Say, I refuse to have this sickness. No matter how much Satan tries to make you feel or see it. The word tells us that the blood overcomes Satan and that he does flee. Plant your feet upon these truths. Use the remedy and never relax until victory comes. It must come because God has said it will. I arose one morning and found that I could not stand. I reeled like a drunkard. I said, this is of you, Satan. I hold the blood against you and declare on God's word that it does now overcome you and that you do now flee. The enemy was stubborn, but I continued to believe and repeat what I said until every trace of the trouble was gone. I then did a full day's hard work and have had no return of the evil. Again, Mrs. Newsom gives this account. A lady resisted smallpox for herself and family. One of them broke out with it. But she seated herself by the bed and told God she would not cease to resist until the disease went. Every bit of the disease disappeared, and no one else took it. She resisted steadfastly and found him faithful who had promised. Again, Mrs. Newsom gives this account. I have found that as I continually meet Satan with the blood and never release until he flees, the blood works quickly and more powerfully. I am sure it will do the same for you, dear reader, if you will set to your seal that God is true and that the blood is infallible and his promises sure. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, be not weary, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. God's time is now, and if you are all right, you should have immediate victory. But you must begin with a fixed purpose never to stop until you have full victory. Jesus won it for you on the cross, and all you have to do is to hold fast without a doubt or waver or weakening until it is felt and seen. God the Almighty One says, "You shall reap if you do not faint," which means ceasing to believe and to resist or becoming less earnest and persistent. The more stubborn Satan is, the more earnest and persistent you must be. Rachel T. Fitiller, a woman used by God in prevailing prayer for 50 years now, told me, "People quit too soon." The old-timers I read after kept the blood applied until they saw the victory they knew was theirs. Grace Roos expresses it well from her own and others' experiences. Grace says this, "For all that is wrong in your life and circumstances begin to declare, there is power in the blood of Jesus to set everything right, Satan. Satan, I declare to you that His atoning blood works now to minister defeat to every evil work of yours and to bring it down to nothing. Declare it. The saints in Revelation overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. What worked for them works for us also. God's word is eternal truth. Satan recognizes your advantage over him. He will seek to shake your stand, but refuse to be shaken. He will try to shove you off the rock unto the quicksands of feelings, but refuse to be shoved. Stand firm and testify of your victory until you have it in your hand." A prayer warrior was taking a strong stand against the enemy. Weary with the stubborn opposition she was meeting, she prayed, "Lord, what can I do?" The voice of the Lord deep within replied, "You do not need to hold out against the enemy. He has to hold out against you. Satan is already defeated, and he must defend his bluff of strength and victory over and over again. While we share in Christ's victory over him, and we have all the advantage." This is written from better than 20 years of experience. Tremendous victories have been realized as we refuse to budge from our position of faith. About 6 or 7 years ago, my husband had a mole on his right temple that became badly infected. As weeks passed, it grew progressively worse. Pains began to shoot down his chin and behind the right eye, burning and itching. A real cause for concern.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's audiobook, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter, Shelley Brim. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.